Perek Hey Mishnah Dalet. Chaticha Shel Chulin V'Chaticha Shel Kodesh. If, let's say there is a piece of meat that is Chulin and another piece of meat that belongs to Hekdesh. So Achal Achas Mehen V'Nidua Eiz Mehen Achal. So he eats one of the pieces. He's not sure which one he ate. And the question is, was he over on Me'ila by deriving benefit from something that belonged to Hekdesh? So the Lach is Potter. The Chachamim, as we had learned previously, you only bring an Ashram Tali for something where, had you done it b'shaygeg and you knew about it, you would be chayav achatas. Here, if you knew that you were over on me'ila, you would bring an usham me'ila. You wouldn't bring achatas. So therefore, in a case of doubt, you are putter from bringing an usham tali. Rabbi Kiva mechayav b'usham tali. But as we learned previously, Rabbi Kiva says, since if you knew about it, you would bring an usham me'ila. So here, if you were in doubt whether you were over Me'ila, you would bring an Ashram Tali as well. Achal es Hashniyah. Now let's say he went ahead and ate the second piece. So at that point, no matter how you look at it, he clearly was over Me'ila, because whether the first piece was Hegdish or the second piece was Hegdish, either way, he clearly derived benefit from Hegdish. So therefore, maybe Ashram Vadai, everyone agrees he would bring an Ashram Vadai in that case, so with the regular Ashram Me'ila. Now, Achal Echad es Rishayno. So let's say he ate the first piece, and then someone else came and ate the second piece. So Zem Evi Ashram Tali, Zem Evi Ashram Tali, Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, well, each one is in doubt whether they ate the piece of Hegdish, whether they were over Me'ila, so therefore each one brings an Ashram Tali. According to Chachamim, they would both be Potter, since each one is in doubt whether they were over Me'ila. So therefore, as we had said previously, the Chachamim would say you're Potter. So both would be Potter, according to Rabbi Kiva. Both would bring an Asham Tali. Reb Shimon says, Shneim Mevi'im Asham Echad. Together, they bring one carbon, which is an Asham Vadai, an Asham Me'ila. And they'd make a Tanai. And they would say, if I'm the one that was over Me'ila, it belongs to me. And if you're the one over Me'ila, it belongs to you. Rabbi Yossi Amr, in Shneim Mevi'im Asham Echad. However, Rabbi Yossi says that according to Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, who disagree with Reb Shimon, they hold that two people cannot offer a single Asham. So therefore, according to Chachamim, no one brings any karbanis, and according to Rabbi Kiva, they each bring their own Ashram Tali. Perek Hey Mishnah Hey Chaticha Shechulin v'Chaticha Shechelav. So similarly, now we have one piece of chulin meat and one piece of chelav. Ochal actually chulin fat and one piece of chelav fat. So ochal achas mehen v'nidua ezemen ochal. If he eats one of the pieces of fat, but he's not sure which one he ate. Maybe Ashram Tali, it's a classic case of Ashram Tali, everyone agrees, since had you known that you ate a chelev b'shoigeg, you would bring a chata, so therefore if you are in doubt, if you had a piece of chelev, you bring an Ashram Tali, classic case. Achal es Hashniyah, now let's say he went ahead and he ate the second piece, so maybe chatas. In that case, no matter how you look at it, whether he ate the first piece was a chelev or the second piece was a chelev, clearly he ate a piece of chelev, so therefore in that case, again, if he did a b'shoigeg, he would bring a carbon chatas. So let's say he eats one piece and then someone else eats the second piece. So one of them clearly ate the chelev. We're just not sure which one of them ate it. The Mishnah has the words divir b'kiva, but the Gemara omits it because, again, even the Chachamim would agree in this case you bring an Ashram Tali, because in case you knew about it, that you knew that it was b'shoigeg, you would bring a chatas, and that's the case where the Chachamim say you bring an Ashram Tali. So there, everyone agrees that you would bring an Ashram Tali, and since they both are in doubt, they both have to bring an Ashram Tali. Reb Shimon Aymer, Shnei Mevim Chadas Achas. Reb Shimon says, similar to the Mishnah before, that they make a stipulation. They bring one carbon chadas, and they say, if I ate the chelev, it belongs to my carbon, and if you ate the chelev, it's your carbon. Reb Yossi Aymer says that the Shita of the Chachamim, who disagree and say each brings an Ashram Tali, is Ein Shnei Mevim Chadas Achas. Again, when it comes to karbonis for kapara, you cannot make a tanai. So therefore, since you cannot make a tanai, two people cannot bring one karmachata, so therefore, they each bring their own ashram tali.